Leviticus chapter 24. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure beaten olive oil for the light, to light the lamp continually, outside the veil of the testimony, in the tent of meeting. Shall Aaron dress it from evening to morning before Jehovah continually? It is an everlasting statute throughout your generations. Upon the pure candlestick shall he arrange the lamps before Jehovah continually. And thou shalt take fine wheaten flour, and bake 12 cakes thereof. Each cake shall be of 2/10. And thou shalt set them in 2 rows, 6 in a row, upon the pure table before Jehovah. And thou shalt put pure frankincense upon each row, and it shall be a bread of remembrance, an offering by fire to Jehovah. Every Sabbath day he shall arrange it before Jehovah continually on the part of the children of Israel. It is an everlasting covenant. And it shall be Aaron's and his sons, and they shall eat it in a holy place, for it is most holy unto him of Jehovah's offerings by fire. It is an everlasting statute. And the son of an Israelitish woman, but withal the son of an Egyptian, went out amongst the children of Israel. And this son of the Israelites and a man of Israel strove together in the camp. And the Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name and cursed. And they brought him to Moses, and his mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri, of the tribe of Dan. And they confined him, that they might decide at the mouth of Jehovah. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Lead the reviler outside the camp, and all that heard him shall lay their hands upon his head, and the whole assembly shall stone him. Verse 15. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Every one, when he revileth his God, shall bear his sin. And he that blasphemeth the name of Jehovah shall certainly be put to death. All the assembly shall certainly stone him, as well the stranger as he that is homeborn. When he blasphemeth the name, shall be put to death. And if anyone smiteth any man mortally, he shall certainly be put to death. And he that smiteth a beast mortally shall make it good life for life. And if a man cause a blemish in his neighbor, as he hath done, so shall it be done to him. Breach for breach, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, as he hath caused a blemish in a man, so shall it be done to him. He that smiteth a beast mortally shall make it good, and he that smiteth a man mortally shall be put to death. Ye shall have one law, as the stranger, so the homeborn. For I am Jehovah your God. And Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and they led the reviler outside the camp, and stoned him with stones. And the children of Israel did as Jehovah had commanded Moses.